Hey everybody, I want to thank you for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio, and I want to thank all of our great sponsors for help keeping Tailgate Radio free each and every week. Thanks again from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your boy, kid said, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got red things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey folks, welcome to another edition of Tailgate Radio. Thank you for downloading this week's podcast. And I'm laughing because just before we came on the air, the fire alarms went off and people evacuated the building. I stuck around. Everybody came back up and they went off again. So there's definitely a malfunction going on in the building. And it could happen again. And if it does, we're just going to roll with it because that's how we do it here on Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and I want to thank you guys again for joining us each week here on Tailgate Radio. We've got a fun show for you this week. We've got some, we're going to take a trip on the Wayback Machine. We're going to go visit our good friend Frank Caliendo. There may be some other guests along the way that he brings along with him, but we're going to have some fun with an interview we did with him a while back, and we've got a whole lot more. So there's going to be a great, great show. A little bit trippy this week, but, you know, speaking of trippy, we're going to have Ashley in the Weather Center a little later, but, man, the weather up in the Northeast in the Buffalo area, I just got breaking news here earlier. We are taping this on Thursday afternoon, that the Jets-Bills game will not be hosted in Buffalo this Sunday. I don't know as of right now where that NFL game is going to take place, but it's not going to take place in Buffalo on Sunday. So that's some interesting scheduling dilemma that the NFL's got to come up with, but I'm sure they will figure something out. And hey, they can always host it down here in San Antonio in the Alamo Dome. That's where we are based, on the banks of the beautiful Riverwalk. We had some cold weather down here in the 20s, but now it's back up in the 70s, and we're back in our shorts and our flip-flops and just in time for Thanksgiving. Nothing says Thanksgiving dinner like a short sleeve shirt, flip-flops, and ice cold beer. And that's what we're going to do this Thanksgiving because the weather has warmed up significantly in the last couple of days. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on with Tailgate Radio because I'm super excited. Our numbers continue to grow each and every week. We continue to have great sponsors that keep the show free each and every week. And we're going to be actually introducing one of our new sponsors a little later today, Harry's.com. And you'll hear that advertorial later. But we've just got a lot of cool stuff going on right now. We've got a brand new shirt that you can get. Yeah, I said it. You can get a Tailgate Radio t-shirt, and we've actually got a store that we're putting together, and we'll have more information on that next week. But super excited about our own line of t-shirts, and you'll be able to get some really cool catchphrases and some really neat high-quality gear from our store, and I will have more information on that upcoming. Also wanted to talk to you about our new show that we're going to be doing, launching this spring, that's going to be called Tailgate Training Camp. If you know of a product, if you know of a service, if you know of a unique tailgating service, product, gadget, gizmo, that you think would be a great product for us to spotlight, let us know about it. We'll reach out to them and see if we can make it happen. But we also want to make this a, you know, not a QVC necessarily or a home shopping network, but we want to be able to bring products that enhance the tailgating world to you directly at a discount. And so we are putting those things together for a launch probably right after NASCAR season gets kicked off, the late part of February, early March. And we are super excited about that. So keep your eyes and ears and your Twitter open to learn more about Tailgate Training Camp, because it's coming this spring to a podcast near you. And speaking of podcasting and where you can catch us, we continue to grow each and every week. Our numbers get larger. And, you know, of course, you can catch us on our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also listen to us on iTunes. You can find us at Stitcher Radio. You can download the TuneIn app, where all the AM and FM stations, your favorite stations across the country, are located. And you can find us there. Just type in Tailgate Radio, and we are right there. And the great thing about that, as I mentioned last week, is that TuneIn app is available on a lot of late model, I think, GM vehicles. And so you can actually tune us in from your radio on your way to the stadium. You can do that anyway with your phone, but it's really cool to say you can do it in your car or truck or SUV. So we've got all that going on, and just super excited about everything going on. We've got a new studio that's being put together right now. It should be ready by the brand new year. I think you'll be able to hear a definite improvement in the quality of the shows. The host isn't going to change, at least for the time being, so that might hinder the quality of the show for a little while. But the tones, the sounds, the special effects, just the editing in general is going to sound a lot more tight, and we are super excited about that as well. So, folks, hang on. We've got a crazy show this week. We are slapping it together as we go along here. This is going to be a Frankenstein of a show, but we're going to have fun with it anyway. The holidays are approaching. We've got some information about that as well. And just hang tight, relax, kick back if you're at home. Pop that cold beer and drink along with us. I've got a Shiner Bock from Shiner, Texas, sitting on my desk here. And I'm going to, as if any of you have ever heard of a guy named Steve Austin, he is not the $6 million man Steve Austin, but there was a wrestler named Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's got one of the top podcasts in the world. And he always takes a swig for the working man. So I'm going to take a swig for the tailgating man and woman out there. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Did you realize we are smack dab in the middle of Movember? That's right, I said it, Movember. Are you growing out an epic handlebar mustache? I know for Movember, I'm growing out my goatee. Well, technically, it's a Van Dyke for all you facial hair terminology aficionados, but that brings me to the great folks over at Harry's.com. Harry's.com is the official razor partner of Movember, and they'll be there for you for the entire Harry month. So whether or not you grow your mo, with Harry's, you can get an amazing shave and do good by supporting Movember's quest to fund research on important men's health issues. Now, Tailgate Nation, let me tell you about my own personal shaving experience, because for the past several years, it's really just been kind of sad. First of all, I don't like to do it. It's inconvenient. I don't like to shop around and do all that stuff. And when I do, if I go down to the corner drugstore, if I go to the big box store down the street, I typically will grab the cheapest can of shaving cream I can find. And then I'll dig around in that bin to find those sacks of plastic razors that come 50 in a pack. And I throw them in my shopping cart and I'm done. And that's what I've been doing for the past several years. And my face has paid for it. Feels like shaving with sandpaper or maybe a tiny little lawnmower. But nonetheless, it was not comfortable, but it was something I didn't think about because I really didn't know that much about it. That is until I ordered from Harry's.com. Now, when I placed my order with Harry's and got my box in the mail, and first of all, I love the fact that it came to me. I didn't have to go get it. It came to me. But when I opened the box, the first thing I saw was the razor itself, and I pulled it out of its placeholder, and it had some weight to it. You know, if you've ever used a really nice writing pen, and it just contours to your hand perfectly, and it feels like a very high-end pen that you want to keep and hold on forever. That's how I felt about this razor from Harry's. first of all, it was really just exciting to open the box. And then when I took everything upstairs and tried my first shave with those great razors they have, it was unbelievable. And I actually tweeted them and told them that, hey, folks, you just took my shaving experience up to 11. And what was really cool about it on a side note was that my son was there, and he is just now starting to shave, so he's kind of curious about that. And he saw the box, and he saw the razor, and he saw the blades that came with it, and the shaving creams, and the moisturizer, and everything I'd gotten from him. And he really started getting excited about shaving. And so we actually went through the process together so that I know now for Christmas, underneath the tree, he's going to get his very own starter kit from Harrys.com. And it was really kind of a neat experience between my son and I, because we've really just started talking about shaving and what all that means and how that works. So you're probably asking yourself, well, what makes Harrys.com so much different than the razor I can get down the street? First of all, Harrys bought a blade factory in Germany that's been crafting some of the world's highest quality blades for almost a century. And by cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of all those big name brands. And right now you can get their starter shave set for just $15. That includes the razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or their new foaming shave gel, which I've tried and it is awesome. I absolutely love it. And they also just released their aftershave moisturizer. And folks, if you had told me that I would ever put moisturizer on my face, man, I would look at you like you're crazy. But I have to tell you, once I tried Harry's aftershave moisturizer and my face was so soft, my wife came up to me, and we've been married a long time, and she doesn't really look at my face that much anymore. But she nuzzled up against me and she said, "That's the softest your face has been in years, and man, it smells awesome." So when you have that kind of stuff going on with the experience that I've had with Harrys.com, you got to get your hands on it too. And another great thing when I got my order is that shipping is free. And you know how annoying it is when the shipping costs more than the product itself. Well, you're not going to have that problem with Harrys.com and your order there. And your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So what you need to do is you need to go to Harrys.com right now. And Harrys will give you $5 off if you type in the code TAILGATE with your first purchase. That's Harrys.com. Enter our coupon code TAILGATE and check out for $5 off and change the way you shave forever. That's Harrys.com. Throwback Thursday.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Parking Attendant Flashlight Waver.
Mr. Parking Attendant Flashlight Waver.
Leaving the security of your 2x2 foot heated hut, you light the way.
Show me the way now.
Defying physics and most insurance policies, you wedge my midsize into the space of a compact. While you act like you couldn't care less about my car, I know deep down inside, you don't.
It's just a car.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, O czar of the parked car. As long as that extra sawbuck translates to easy out, we'll keep pulling her in. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, folks, welcome to this crazy Throwback Thursday episode of Tailgate Radio. And before we get started, I want to tell you that we... Who is that that's calling on our King Controls Tailgater hotline? Could it be none other than the great John Madden? Mr. Madden, tell us about what's going on in the NFL right now, because I know that there's a lot of parity in the league.
Hey, that's a great thing here. I mean, that's why they call it the NFL, the Never Figures League. I mean, they took the initials National Football League and changed it to NFL Never Figures League. I mean, they do amazing things like that all the time. But, this is what football is all about, and that's parity in the league. When I say parity, I don't mean like a song that rhymes and sounds like another song that isn't that song. But I mean, apparently, like, equality.
So, Mr. Madden, I hear that even though you're no longer broadcasting, you still drive around the country in that Madden Cruiser. Do you still have sponsors that go along with that? How does that work?
That's a funny thing. I make the guys stop at every Outback Steakhouse. We have a Dr. Pepper. I'm aware we do a Rent-A-Center, and sometimes, boom, we get some tough acting to act at an Ace Hardware. But, I mean, that's just the kind of life these guys live, and they take me around. I mean, if I... If I could sell McDonald's, I'd do that too.
Well, John, there's always been this rumor that when you tour the country in your Madden Cruiser, that you have quite the entourage on board with you. Is there anybody that you have on board with you this week as you're traveling around the country that we would be interested in talking to?
You're not going to believe it's Al Pacino's here. I mean, let me wake him up. Okay. Hey, it's San Antonio. You want to talk to him? I don't want to talk to him. I don't... That, yeah, here we go. How is it, guys?
Al Pacino on the bus with John Madden. I would never put you two together in a million years. Al, why do you hang out with John Madden?
This guy has always got food around, and I weigh about 45 pounds. So he makes me feel big. I mean, and I do. I took the phone back from him quicker than you ever seen somebody take a phone back. But, I mean, that's just the way it is, right? You got to believe it is. That's unbelievable what's happening here. Wake up, Romy. This will be great.
Dude, this is phenomenal. What was I thinking? Traveling in a bus with John Madden.
Whoa, it's quite an honor to have Jim Rome on Tailgate Radio. You know, from one broadcaster to another, it's...
Please, do not interrupt my pauses. I'm in the middle of one.
I'm back.
That was a great pause.
Rack me. Yeah, you know, he's the guy. That's the thing about Romy. I love him, but he racks himself a lot. And if he was on a motorbike, motorcycle.
That is correct. A motorcycle, John. Get it correct.
I did. A motorcycle. If he's on a motorcycle and he racked himself, that would mean something different.
Dude explains things that don't need explaining. Hilarious. I just got a huge fax. I rustled the fax so you knew I had it. There is nothing on the fax. This is terrible. Wait a second. I'm being told the fax is on the other side. Dear Jim, you are great. Signed, Jim Rome. Hilarious. I just faxed myself. That's phenomenal. That is better than the interview I had with Brenda Warner last week, where she stepped in for Kurt Warner, playing the part of Mark Bulger and stepping in for the two-time MVP. Who'd be rude? Dude brought a talking dog. Phenomenal. The dog goes for Scooby snacks. Almost said Stooby, not a real word.
He said T instead of a C, and that goes from Scooby to Stooby. It didn't make any sense.
Shut up, John, and go on.
He switched the voice so he doesn't need a joke. That's what's going on. I mean, the voices keep changing.
Dude is explaining nothing again. And I think I just broke the phone yelling so loud.
Folks, I'm sure you figured out right now who we've got on the line. It is none other than the fabulous, fabulous king of impersonations, Mr. Frank Caliendo. And he's got so much going on in the world right now, but you can always catch him over at frankcaliendo.com.
Let me say this, too. There's another one that I have that's maddenguy.com. It takes you to the same thing. You can never spell Caliendo. Madden guy or impression guy or... impersonation guy.
Here's a guy who bought like 50 different websites so he could say it a bunch of different times on the radio and make it look like he wasn't a whore.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio. We really appreciate everything you do. You're one of the funniest guys out there, and we love having you on the show, and thanks for coming in, man. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, I really thank you guys for having me on.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com. Throwback Thursday.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Foam Finger Maker.
Mr. Giant Foam Finger Maker.
Without you, our teams would be in sixth or seventh place and feel as if they were in sixth or seventh place.
Can you feel it?
Carefully, you craft uncanny representations of actual human hands
so
that we may wave them annoyingly in the faces of our rivals.
In your face.
They're enormous, yes, yet one size fits all. Brilliant.
Raise them to the sky now.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Foam Finger Maker, and know we speak for sports fans everywhere when we say, no, you're number one.
Giant Foam Finger Maker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey folks, I hope you're enjoying this week's Throwback Thursday episode of Tailgate Radio. Let's throw this on over to the Tailgate Radio Weather Center with Ashley for this weekend's cold weather forecast.
All right, let's start off in the northwest as the Colorado Buffaloes take on the Oregon Ducks this Saturday at 1:30 Pacific. It'll be a cloudy day with a chance of light showers and temps in the mid to high 40s. On Sunday, the Washington Redskins will take on the San Francisco 49ers at 1:25 Pacific. Expect a sunny day with temps in the low 60s. Moving a bit south, we'll see USC face the UCLA Bruins p.m. Pacific on Saturday. Tailgaters can expect temps in the low 60s and partly cloudy skies. The Arizona Wildcats will take on Utah this Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Be prepared for light showers as well as temps in the low 40s and high 30s. And on Sunday, the Cincinnati Bengals will play the Houston Texans at noon central. Expect temps in the upper 60s and mostly sunny skies. Oklahoma State will face the Baylor Bears this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. central. It'll be a cloudy day accompanied by a chance of thunderstorms and temps in the 50s. Heading north, the Green Bay Packers will play the Minnesota Vikings at noon central on Sunday. Tailgaters will need to be prepared for temps in the low 30s and a mixture of rain and sleet. Rutgers will take on the Michigan State Spartans at noon Eastern this Saturday. It'll be a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of rain and temps in the mid-30s. And on Sunday, the Detroit Lions will face the New England Patriots at 1 p.m. Eastern. Tailgaters can expect mid-40s and partly cloudy skies. The Indiana Hoosiers will face the Ohio State Buckeyes on Saturday at noon Central. Expect cloudy skies and a chance of showers with temps in the upper 30s and low 40s. Moving south, we'll see Western Carolina face Alabama at 3 p.m. Central this Saturday. It'll be a mostly sunny day with temps in the low 60s. The Cleveland Browns will travel to face the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Tailgaters will need to be prepared for rain and a chance of thunderstorms with temps in the 60s. And finally, Boston College will play the Florida State Seminoles this Saturday at 3:30 Eastern. Expect temps in the upper 60s and a mostly cloudy day. And that just about wraps it up for this week.
Hey, Ashley, this is John. I just wanted to tell you that I just got word a few minutes ago that the Buffalo Bills-New York Jets game is going to be moved from Buffalo because of all of that lake-effect snow. So the weather really has been playing havoc on these games the last couple of weekends.
Right, and it's funny that you say that because I just saw that earlier today as well. I was actually planning on talking about that game, but seeing that it was going to be moved. Originally I saw, it was going to just be a mix of rain and sleet, and then it looked like there was going to be a system of snow moving through, and it's just, it makes sense that they're moving it.
Have you heard where they're going to move the game?
I have not. All that I saw was that it's going to be moved, and the location at that point was undetermined.
I had not heard as well. Well, thank you, and That's Ashley over in the Weather Center at Western Kentucky. Thank you for coming in this week, Ashley. And we look forward to hearing your Thanksgiving weekend forecast coming up next week.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
When conventional wisdom said no one could make a hot dog longer than 6 inches, you dared to dream.
Dared to dream.
You knew the limitations of a regular size hot dog bun, and you ignored them.
Can't stop me.
You made a 10-inch wiener, and people cheered.
Oh.
But you weren't satisfied. You said, wait, I think I can still give you 2 more inches.
Gotta want it.
And so the footlong was born. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Hot Dog Hero, because you gave every single one of us our fondest wish, a bigger wiener.
Thank you, thank you,
thank Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Over at Party King Grills, and if you have not had a chance to check out their products, you need to do so at your earliest convenience. I want to bring in right now Mr. Chuck France. Chuck, welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. More importantly, how are things over at the Party King Grills headquarters?
Well, I don't think they could ever have been better. We are so busy. This has been a great fall. The football season has kicked off and the sales are rolling.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about Party King Grills for those of us that aren't familiar with it. And, you know, just give us some background, like when you got started and where you're set up and all
John,
that good stuff.
I think it's probably about our 15th year by now building these. It started out as kind of a hobby years ago. I'd make one of these hitch mount swing out tailgate grills and take it to the ball game, and before I'd get home, somebody already bought it. And it kind of evolved from there to where now that, you know, we work round the clock during the football season. And NASCAR also is a pretty good market for us. We sell a lot of grills to those folks too. But primarily the football guys have made us able to have a business, and it's a great business. We've got a neat line of products. Our flagship model, the one we started with back years ago, is still our number one seller. We call it the Swing and Smoke 8612, and it's a grill that rides in the hitch, swings out to use when you get to your destination, and then folds back up to travel. It has a place to store your ice chest while you're traveling on the back of the arm, too. And a little bit about the grills. These are a really high-end stainless steel, as good a grill as you could get your hands on, and a three-burner. We also make an apparatus called the Twin Valve Manifold that allows you to fuel this big grill while you're on the road with just two of those lantern bottles. So that works pretty good, too. So it's highly portable, very versatile. And also, when you're not using that grill to tailgate with, it has an optional backyard stand. And you can put it on a backyard stand, use it on the patio year-round, then pop it off the stand, put it on the swing arm, head down the road, and go do some tailgating. But that's kind of a little bit about what we really got going. This year we have a new product as well called the Tailgate Transport. Since our system is a component modular system, you can put our grill head on the swing arm, you can put on the backyard stand, and this year you can put on the Tailgate Transport. And that's a two-wheel dolly type setup that the grill fits on the top of, ice chest goes underneath it, and it also rides on your hitch. So you can plug it in the back of your vehicle hitch, take it to where you're going, pop it off, roll it anywhere you want to go. We had to build that because some of the places now are not letting people tailgate in the parking lots like they used to, and they provide them with the tailgate campground. And so you can offload this curb and roll it anywhere you want to go. It's all terrain. It's got big tires on it. and pretty cool deal.
Now, where are you guys located?
We're warehouses are in Oklahoma City.
So you're Oklahoma company.
Crossroads of I-35 and I-40. We can ship it anywhere in a hurry.
Now, you were telling me the other day, and I don't know if we can talk about it on the air, and if we can't, we'll cut it out, but you said you've got a new product on the horizon. Can you tell us anything about that?
I've got a couple of them. Yes, the new Tailgate Express, that's going to, we're expecting that to do pretty well. That's a little trailer with grill integrated into it. It's got a cargo bay on it. It's not, there's really nothing out there that we've seen quite like it, but we're actually finishing up the first one this next Wednesday, so we'll be able to debut it at Norman at the next home game that the Sooners have. But it's got a cargo bay on it. The propane tanks are like your RV camper tanks. They're on the front of it, and then it's got a 5.5 foot long, 3 feet wide cargo bay in the center. Access it through the top, and the grill on the back. The top access, that way you don't have to have no swing-out grill. It makes it a little bit more simple to build. And then the top of the trailer also acts as your buffet table when you're when you got unloaded. So we're looking forward to that. It's got great, a lot of real estate on the side of it to graphic, for all the graphics you want to put on it. We found that Fatheads make some killer graphics that we use on a lot of our products. We don't actually sell Fatheads. We refer people to them, but we buy a lot of their Fatheads and put on our products. And it's like a rolling billboard when you deck it all out.
Yeah, and
let's
and
see, the other thing we're building, we started that last Thanksgiving. It took a while to get it going. It's the Biker Q. It's a grill for the biker crowd.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Chuck. You said the Biker Q. Are you telling me that you've put together a barbecue pit, a grill that is compatible to a...
I rode a bike since I was 12 years old, and we used to chase jackrabbits on Sunday afternoons with our motorcycles, and then, we rode a lot with kids, but got busy and grew up, and, 30 years later, 40 years later, here I am riding a Harley. And, we had a customer call from, Seattle last Thanksgiving and wanted us to build them a grill for their Harley. And we kind of just blew it off. Didn't think that was anything we wanted to mess with because we're plenty busy anyway. But our engineer got to looking at that and said, there's probably a market there for that. And I said, are you kidding me? But it actually is a market. And, what we do is we build our one burner grill, which is a high-performance little stainless steel grill. We put that on the back of one of the little mini trailers that the bikes and tracks tow. And there's a trailer company here close to Tulsa that's one of the leading trailer companies. And we went to them and with the idea of what we had, and they loved it, so they incorporated it into a model of trailer. And you can pull them with a small motorcycle or a big cycle, and they make 5 or 6 different sizes. And then you got the option of having the Biker Q grill on the back of it. And it's a cool deal. We took it to Sturgis and was a hit up there. So this weekend we'll be at Fayetteville at the Bikers Blues and Barbecue Rally, and hopefully it'll be successful there as well.
I every time I think I've heard of just about everything, somebody surprises me. And Chuck, I've known you for a while, and you never cease to surprise me with the innovation that you guys have over at Party King Grill. So whenever my wife lets me get that Harley finally, I've got another accessory I can attach to it. And you called it the Biker Q?
Biker Q, yeah. So the Biker, you go to Party King Grills, and it'll be on our website this weekend. We just are going to do photography, actually, this afternoon on it. We had some preliminary photography. We didn't really like it, so we're starting over. And we'll have it up in time for the folks in Fayetteville to look it up once they see it there. But, it's just fun. I had no idea how much fun them bikers had. I've always been too busy working to pay attention to what everybody else does. But those bikers... there's some pretty neat folks out there, and they're really great. They're patriots. I like that. They're pretty solid folks, and sometimes there's a few rowdy ones, but we managed to find a lot of them that aren't too rowdy, and we kind of fall kind of in the middle there, and we just have a ball with them.
Well, and the good thing about the rowdy ones is they got to eat too. So if they need a biker queue,
they get hungrier than the rest because they worked up an appetite.
Hey, where can folks check out the Party King Grill online?
Just partykinggrills.com.
And can they order directly from your web? Can they order directly from your website?
We don't do a whole lot of dealer affiliation with Party King. We got a second brand that be out next year. It's already pre-sold to some big box stores, and that'll be a dealer item. But Party King Grills, we don't take on too many dealers. This is it's a little too much of a premium product to leave any the margins for the dealers. Time they add on to the price of what we've got, customers kind of squeal.
Well, it means you're making a quality product, so they can buy that directly on the website at Party King Grills.
Yeah, they can buy it straight from us, and we fulfill orders all day, every day.
Well, folks, I'm here with Chuck Friends and Party King Grills. Chuck, do you get a chance to get out in the parking lot on the weekends? I know you said you mentioned you were going to Norman. What's the reaction when you're out in the parking lot and you bring out a new product or maybe an existing product that you've had and they see that product for the first time?
Well, the folks that see it the first time, they get pretty excited. We're always getting comments, but we've got a file full of kind words from previous customers, and everybody likes what we build. And if we ever have a problem, we bend over backwards to make them happy. And I don't want to say this too loud or on the radio because that's never happened. But so if I say this, somebody's going to probably send one back. But since we've started, we've never had a return. We've had some exchanges where they bought something different than they wanted and they thought they wanted it, but we managed to take care of folks. And well, it's really a family. I mean, the tailgaters are just kind of become family to Party King, and we just welcome them to the Party King family when we sell them a grill, and hopefully we have them for life.
Well, and you've got a great sample audience out there in Norman at the OU games. I've been to a couple of tailgates in Norman, and that is a fantastic game day environment, and I'm sure they appreciate you guys coming out there and checking it out.
And the guy that the shareholder in our company, you know, he's an old Norman alum. He played ball back in the late 60s. I think he's still pretty well known there. He always said they should have named the football field after him instead of Owens, because every pass Owens ever threw, he's the one that put it through the end zone.
Well, I want
to. We have some good places to go there. He's always provides us with great parking, and a lot of folks come by where we're at when we're in Norman.
Well, I'd love to reconnect with you up there before the end of the year.
I hope we do. I'd love you to come up. It's been a while since I've seen you, and always enjoy getting to see you.
Yeah, and we'll and of course that whole OU contingency out there is always a friendly crowd, and the food's always good, and the people are always great hosts. So I'll definitely try to connect with you later, and we'll try to get up there, and I'd love to see some of these new Party King Grill products, and you can find Party King Grill products at the website at partykinggrills.com. Chuck Franz, thank you so much for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio.
Hey, John, thank you, man. Appreciate you, and you keep up the good work.
And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, and thank you for having us on this week. This has been a very strange, cool, wacky show, and I want to thank our guests for coming in. Frank Caliendo, just a legend in my mind as far as comedy, and comedy that deals with sports and things that I like, and I think that a lot of folks that are tailgaters like, and so we just want to thank him for his time. That interview originally took place a while back, but we retooled it and brought it back to life so that you could enjoy the comedic stylings of Frank Caliendo. Also want to thank Ashley in the Weather Center. And folks, again, we are so excited to have you listening to us and taking time to download this podcast every week. on your way to the stadium. We know a lot of people listen to us at work. Wherever you do listen to Tailgate Radio, we hope you enjoy it. If you have any ideas about how we can make the show better, we want to listen to you, and we want to do the things on the show that you'll enjoy. So please feel free to send that over to us at tailgateradio@gmail.com. You can call us on our hotline at 210-625-8710. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. Simple as that. Go to our website at Tailgate Radio, and you can always find our show on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on the TuneIn app for your smartphone, at Podomatic. We've got so many different ways you can listen to the show, and we certainly do appreciate it. We also want to thank the good folks over at Midroll that help us bring our sponsors on board and keep this show free each and every week. So if you get a chance, go check out Midroll. And if you're interested in being a sponsor of the show, you certainly want to reach out to Midroll, and we can help you do that. You can just drop us a line, and we would love to have that. Don't forget Thanksgiving next Thursday. We will have a very special Thanksgiving episode, and it will actually drop probably the day before Thanksgiving on Wednesday, as we're going to be hitting the road ourselves to do some Thanksgiving Day tailgating and some other things that we've got going on. So that will drop a little early, but fear not. We'll have another show right here on Tailgate Radio next week. And for everybody here, that includes Bill and Jen, Michael, Nick, Kate, our whole cast and crew, Ashley in the Weather Center, Sho Funaki, who'll join us again next week. We've got a whole lot of folks to thank, and the biggest thanks of all goes to you, because your continued listenership of the show just lets us know that you like what we're doing and you want to hear more of it. So for everybody here, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. And we'll see you in the parking lot, and we'll catch you on down the road. Goodbye, everybody. All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you, or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.